Cold beer is on tap in Minnesota this weekend, but it was almost the casualty of the two-week shutdown of the state government that may have come to an end. Miller Coors, which holds brand label registrations for 39 beers, including Miller, Coors, Blue Moon Pale, and Hams, almost 40% of the beer sold in Minnesota, sent in their renewal notice on June 15. The State Alcohol and Gambling Enforcement Agency said that Miller Coors overpaid their registration fees. They refused to stamp their paperwork. Miller Coors sent another check immediately. Julian Green, director of media relations for Miller Coors, pointed out that beer is their business. We don't take securing our licenses lightly. But the state agency didn't process the check by the time the state government shut down on June 30. Their employees were shut out. Hundreds of taverns and restaurants also worried that they couldn't sell alcohol because their license renewals were just piling up like wet coasters in state offices. By the way, anyone who wanted to make a special urgent appeal for relief could take their case to a court-appointed special master, former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Kathleen Blatz. Would Judge Blatz rule in favor of Miller Coors? Now, we might be able to see, in Minnesota's near-beer disappearance experience, some of the complicated thoughts that Americans can have about government at all levels. People get mad at what they consider the foolishness of bureaucracy. Miller Coors had sent two checks. The state government didn't cash either of them on a technicality that's difficult to figure from outside officialdom. So the company couldn't sell beer, the government got no money, and citizens of Minnesota almost got thirsty. This kind of narrow bureaucratic decision can drive people to say they don't care if a government shuts down. But then if it does, they get mad that the government isn't there to help them. Late this week, just in time for the Twins to open against the Kansas City Royals at Target Field, Governor Mark Dayton and Republican statehouse leaders reached a deal to end the shutdown. Democrats agreed not to raise taxes, though the governor had campaigned on a pledge to increase state revenues. Republicans agreed to abandon plans to ban state aid for stem cell research and cut the state workforce by 15%. And critics complained that the compromise just defers problems for a few short years. Nobody's going to be happy with this, said the governor, which is the essence of real compromise. 22,000 state workers who were laid off during the shutdown may soon be able to return to work. I think I know how they might celebrate.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here.
You're listening to NPR News.